Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I have to report to you or to convey what we have been doing during this year, 2004, in relation with APEC. And the subject that are related with this subject or theme, which is tourism. In general terms, we have been focused this year in five main areas. One is trade liberalization. There we have been working to foster and to help the process of WTO, the World Trade Organization, in Geneva, to make the Doha round, the DDA round, workable. Actually, in June, the ministers of trade, they decided a document where they called for relaunching of the DDA round. And therefore, if we have a good environment in Geneva, naturally, for tourism and for business, the business community will be a very good start. In the same vein, during this year, we have tackled something that in the APEC community was not aware technically up to now, which is the FTAs or free trade agreements and RTAs. We have had a lot of discussions, and we have decided that the issue of FTAs are going to be part of the agenda for the future, first. Second, we also agree that we're going to try to come up by the end of this year with a sort of best practices on how to deal with the FTAs. The idea is that if we negotiate free trade agreements in the region, we are going to try to converge those negotiations with the same logic, the same state of mind. And the third agreement on this area is that we're going to produce or establish a database where all the economies in the region are going to present all their own free trade agreements, and therefore we will have a lot of transparency in this area, and therefore helping the business community and tourism as a whole. The second big issue during this year has been trade and security, or security and trade. There we have tackled some specific issue very very helpful or very related with tourism industry. One is the idea to agree everybody on to have electronic passport. If we succeed on this, naturally this will help the tourism industry. Another agreement or idea in this area is the advanced passenger information system. Again, this is precisely and directly to the heart of the business, the tourism industry. And also we have tackled the issue of diseases or health issues like AIDS, SARS, and so on, and how to deal with those crises when they appear. In the same context, security, we have had a special conference on security dealing with issues like maritime security, movement of people, financial security, and we agreed to have another conference on security in the year 2005. Those are issues that clearly relate with tourism. An issue that we were not aware how, as a group, how important it is for the group is transparency corruption. We just held a seminar on transparency and anti-corruption, and it was a extreme success. Everybody in this room, or the economists in this room, agree that we have to tackle this issue in terms of business. The World Bank Institute says that the cost of bribery in the world per year is $1 trillion, and I'm just talking about bribery, international bribery, not domestic one. So this is a huge problem in terms of business, the business community, and in particular the issue of tourism. So we will have a new seminar, and there is a call to become member of the United Nations Agreement on Anti-Corruption. Probably this is going to be one of the deliverables for this year at the Leaders' Declaration. ATEC reform, again, has been an issue during the year. As you know, if everything is at the same level or it has the same kind of importance, nothing is important. So we have decided to establish some kind of prioritization in the APEC community and to work on the how to assure, to be certain that APEC will continue being a sort of high standard level of agreement and or meetings. And finally, the fifth issue has been the sectorial issues. And there we have had five ministerial conferences. One was on small and medium enterprises a couple of weeks ago here in Chile, held by the Minister of Economy here. Mining, education, trade, and now this tourism meeting. In all of them, the issue of tourism has been mentioned some way or another. The common feature of all of these sectorial meetings is the so-called sustainable development. This is something not new, but we have stressed in all of these conferences the need for sustainable development. So this is our report. This is what we have been doing during this year, and we hope that these are going to be part of the deliverables that the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade will deliver by in a month's time or so. And probably some of them will be discussed at the leader retreat. Definitely, we suppose that security and trade will be discussed, trade liberalization, and perhaps transparency and corruption. And that's my report, Mr. Chairman.